You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is a Broadway show that was a huge flop. Ran for 3 months. Dorothy Loudon. And it was based on a television movie 50 years ago, starring Charles Durning, Maureen Stapleton. See, Maureen Stapleton's husband has died, and she's left with hardly a hope in her heart. Now she wakes up alone, you see, makes her own coffee with a couple of flowers from the funeral. The 70s, as silly as they were, had some great music and stories.
Gave you permission. Who said you could go? You know, if you asked me, I would have said no. You always said we'd grow old together. You promised that's the way it would be. You never said that one would go first. How could you do this to me? Who is there to cook for? And what's there to clean? And how will I fill up the washing machine? How do you sleep with nobody snoring? Waste a tea bag for one cup of tea. One loaf of bread will last me a month. How could you do this to me? Who's going to balance the checkbook? Who will correct me when I'm right? Who's going to change the fuse, zip me up in the back? Who's going to kiss me goodnight? Who said I was ready? Who said I was strong? I'd never desert you, not after so long. You helped me through the birth of our children. You did your share of bottles and diapers. There at my side through mumps and through measles. You drove the car, paid off the mortgage. You always made me go to the dentist. and only you remembered my birthday. Whenever there was trouble, you managed to fix it somehow. And if ever there was a time I needed you, it's now.
Her name is Bea Asher. She's been widowed for a year and opens a little, well, she calls it an antique shop. It's a little junk shop in New York.
What'd the doctor say?
He said what he always says, that I'm too fat.
How's your blood pressure?
Fine, fine.
Kids can't wait to see you.
Oh, I'll be glad to see them, too.
All week long, they've been asking Diane, when's Graham coming? When's Graham coming?
And you know her friend Angie says, why don't you get out of the shop and your house? Start living again. It's been a year. Why don't you visit a nice little local dance hall, the Stardust Ballroom? And they go that night. And outside the hall,
who am I going to wear them for?
Life has to go on, B.
I guess.
There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd. That's what Angie said. Never will understand, with a whole evening planned, how I got here instead. I defrosted a lamb chop and was going to watch a movie on TV. Now I'm standing under a neon sign, watching it shine on me. There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd, and it'll do me good to get out. It isn't a singles bar, it's only a ballroom. So what am I so nervous about? What if no one asks me to dance? What if someone asks me to dance? What if I catch the next bus? Crowd, and that band sure knows how to play. I'll just go in and see what it's like. I don't have to stay. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if I had someone to walk in with. Maury, if you were here, but then Maury, if you were here, I wouldn't be here to begin with.
Hi, Petey.
Hi, Petey.
How are you, Angie?
I want you to meet my friend, B.
How are you?
How do you do?
You bet. They're playing our song, gorgeous.
I see you later, girls. Petey sells appliances. If you ever need a refrigerator or anything like that, he'll get it for you at cost. I mean, it's like a family here. Someone runs a business, he gets sales wholesale to the customers. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
Angie!
Shirley, I'm glad you're back.
Oh, I'm feeling much better now, Angie.
This is Bea.
Pleased to meet you, Bea.
How do you do?
I'll see you later, Shirley. heart condition, poor thing. And she is such a sweet person.
She's able to go dancing with a weak heart?
Nothing stops that much.
Usual, Angie?
Yeah, Jim, please. What do you have?
Have
something. It will loosen you up for dancing. I'm having a minute.
I'm saying.
Make it 2 to you.
Sure.
On Monday night, we're going to have a tango contest. Anybody interested can sign up at the bar. On Wednesday, before the dancing begins, we have a noted psychologist from Hunter College who'll give us a sex education lecture. We're all invited.
That's Pauline Crim. She's the reigning queen.
The queen?
Yeah, once a year, we hold a contest to pick...
Night long for dancing, foxtrot, bossa nova. Watch my feet take over. Play for me for dancing. 1, 2, 3 for dancing while I slide and slip in fancy steps like dipping. When the hips are moving, things begin improving with the limbs in action, instant satisfaction. That's the menu when you know how. So for me, the answer is to be a dancer when the beat's inspired. Feet cannot get tired. Make it strong for dancing.
Smooth as satin, slow step, slow, then quick beat. Drummer, hit that kick beat. When I hear those saxes, everything relaxes. If I hold her tightly, ease the tempo slightly, as I whisper to her, let the lyric woo her.
Dancing helps romancing, you'll see. Dancing on a dime step, every take your time step. Arm in arm, we're walking, bodies do the talking. Make it strong for dancing. All night long for dancing.
Call me a fool, call me am I a fool to want you night and day, and to need you every moment you're away? Just call me mad, yes, mad for you am I. But if I'm mad, then love's the reason why. As long as you're the only one this crazy heart of mine adores, call me a fool, but call me yours.
Mother Manhattan?
Oh, yes, thank you.
I mean, look. Hi. Like to dance?
Oh, no, thanks.
I've been watching you ever since you walked in. I really love to dance with you.
I have a headache.
Oh. Maybe some other time, huh?
Maybe.
Poor Al.
Big fun?
Alvin Green comes to the Stardust 3 or 4 times a week and hardly ever dances. I'm Pauline Krim. Who are you?
B. Asher.
First timer?
Uh-huh.
Terrific. On behalf of everyone here, I welcome you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, believe me, B, there's no place like the Stardust. It's a place to live it up, let yourself go, have a wonderful time. You know, I'm around all the time, so if you have any questions or problems, just come to me. I have all the answers.
Thank you. I will.
And for heaven's sakes, find yourself a partner and dance.
What you wanna do, but what we've got in mind, the number is 2.
Night wears on at the Stardust Ballroom with B and L. L, the mailman, and B, the widow. Her first time out of the house since the hours wear on.
I might feel a lot. I'm a mailman.
Mailman?
Are you surprised?
I wouldn't have guessed you were a mailman.
That's because a mailman isn't what I really am. It's what I do, but it's not what I am. Inside here, I'm a lot more.
Boy, I feel terrible taking you out of your way like this.
Come on, now, don't worry about it. I can get the subway in your neighborhood and be home in no time. You really are some dancer.
I haven't danced in years and years.
When you were dancing tonight, you'd think you danced every day of your life.
That's because you're such a good leader.
Think you'd be coming back to the Stardust?
I don't know. I'm not used to going out nights.
Sure hope you do. Not too many women can follow me the way you can.
I really had a very nice time.
Yourself this time of night.
What could happen to me?
Hey, you never know.
You must have to get up very early.
I don't require much sleep.
I really had a very nice time.
Pleasure was all mine, believe me. Hey, you have a cold?
No, I'm fine. Well, I'm home.
Hey, B, would you like to give me your phone number?
What for?
Well, I thought maybe I'd have to call you up sometime, you know, take you out to a movie or Stardust or something.
I'm not a swinger.
We're friends, B. All I'm talking about is friendship.
I'm in the book under Maurice Asher.
Maurice Asher? Fine.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
Dreams quietly spinning. Songs without words, a world of wishes and memories lost in time, found in dreams where nothing's forgotten, not a moment. They sleep by day, they dance by night, their arms are never far. Trust your dreams, just your dreams, for they know who
Who gave you permission? Who gave you the right? No more interfering. Beginning tonight, I'm declaring my independence. May I say, it's long overdue. I'll go and do whatever I please. I don't have to check in with you. It's none of your business. A baby I'm not. I like to go dancing. I'm dancing, so what? All my life I thought of the children, what was best for them and my husband. Years of being wanted and needed, now they're gone, but life isn't over. I don't care if you understand it. Now it's time for me to come first. Believe me, I know you love me, and I know you'd like to help me somehow. But if ever there was a time, you shouldn't worry. It's now. To say a goose is cooked before it's bubbling in the pot. To say a duck is dead until the duck is shot. To say the butler did it until you know the plot is a mistake. A big mistake. To think the ball game's over till a final out is made. Or the poker hand's a loser till the last card's played. To ever think you know all the answers, I'm afraid, is a mistake. A big mistake. Go figure out the future. Go know about such things. How can you tell someone's at the door until the doorbell rings? To think that you can plan your life as if you had a say, to put off till tomorrow what you ought to do today, to not enjoy September 'cause you're wishing it were May, is a mistake. A big mistake. Thank you.
you ever going to invite me in?
Well, we both have to get up early and go to work.
I want the night to end yet. Now, I bet you make a fantastic cup of coffee.
As a matter of fact, I make a terrific cup of coffee.
Good.
Somebody did all right for herself tonight. Cha-cha-cha. Somebody had quite a night for herself tonight. Cha-cha-cha. Somebody sure surprised herself, hardly recognized herself. Someone forgot herself. Someone was not herself. Someone's alive and kicking again tonight. Cha-cha-cha. Somebody felt like a chicken again tonight. Cha-cha-cha. Forgot she was wearing shoes tonight. Even missed the news tonight. Music still has its charms when you're in someone's arms. Somebody should have stayed at the store tonight. Cha-cha-cha. Who knows what she could have made at the store tonight. Cha-cha-cha. Someone who can't wait to work. Tomorrow may be late to work. Somebody took a chance. Somebody still can dance.
Could have never even wondered why.
Ma? What's wrong? It's after three.
David, I want to go home.
Home? You just got here.
I know, but I'm homesick. I'm sorry.
Tomorrow morning's good enough.
Thank you.
Famous movie stars live. And I saw the Queen Mary at Long Beach, and we went to a place called Ports of Call. It was very nice, but I was so glad to come home.
How come you're so wide awake? It's after one.
I'm on Los Angeles time. It's 3 hours early.
Oh.
Why, are you tired?
Me? No, I feel fine.
Good. Because I want to know everything you did while I was away.
Well, you're only gone a couple of days.
Oh, it feels like 2 months. What'd you do?
Now, let's see. During the day, I worked, of course. Then, first night, I went to the movies.
By yourself?
No, I picked up this terrific-looking blonde at the ticket booth.
Oh, really?
No.
What'd you see?
You know, I don't know. I fell asleep through the double feature.
What'd you do the next night?
Oh, then I went to the ballroom, but I didn't dance.
Why not?
Couldn't find anyone to dance with.
Oh, there are a lot of good dancers there.
Yeah, but no B.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I figured.
I missed you.
Feeling's mutual, believe me. Oh, by the way, you've been nominated.
Nominated for what?
Queen of the Stardust Ball, Saturday night. What? About 20 people nominated you.
What do I have to do?
Well, sing or dance or twirl a baton, anything you want.
Perform?
Huh?
Slap.
That says the rain is over. I've been listening all my life to hear in one hello the quiet voice of love. I've been waiting all my life for you, looking for the door that you'd come through, wanting, wishing all along, a singer with a song, and no one to sing it to. All the songs I've never sung, with words I've never used, you're hearing when I hold you. And now my arms are open wide, there's so much love inside, you'll never want for more. The waiting seems so long ago, you're here, my love, and oh, were you worth waiting for? And now my arms are open wide, there's so much love inside, you'll never want for more. The waiting seems so long ago, you're here, my love, and oh,
the greatest pleasure to announce that this year's queen is none other than B. Asher. B, come on up and get your crown. Your new
say, I never expected this great honor. And I'm the happiest woman in the world tonight. Thanks to all of you.
Music of the Stars. Maureen Stapleman. Charles Durning. Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. And there's an ending. We'll wait till after CBS News, the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm tired, too. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go home. And I'm going to come back bright and early tomorrow morning, and I'll bring some rolls, and we'll have Sunday brunch together, okay?
Okay.
You know, it was the best night of my life.
Mine, too.
They couldn't have picked a better queen.
Thank you.
Good night, Your Majesty.
Good night, now.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. A great movie and a great Broadway play. The movie did well, the Broadway show well. Nobody went to see it. Great music. Billy Goldenberg did the music. If that name doesn't ring a bell, believe it or not, he did the soundtrack to Duel, 1991. Great lyrics, Alan and Marilyn Bergman, none better. I'm Lou Vergani, the music of the stars.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.